time for more of The Common Sense Psychic here on Talk Zone, featuring your host, Phyllis King.
Hello. Yes, I'm back. This is Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic. Welcome back to the program. We got a few minutes left here in the hour. If you would like to get your questions answered on the air before the end of the show here, please give a call at 888-463-6748. It's 888-463-6748. Or you may email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. You know, and I keep talking about spiritual bankruptcy, and I'm sure I will be talking about it for some time because it's kind of important when you're, especially when you're saying, when your thesis, which is mine, is that this is the root of an economic bankruptcy when you are spiritually bankrupt. And that is why I've brought out this book from Anthony DeMello, Awareness, the Perils and Opportunities of Reality. And throughout the next series of shows, when I'm hosting my own show, I'm going to be talking about various things he does in the book, because it's an amazingly succinct read, and not exactly a workbook, but there are parts of it that are workbook. And it, we can really tackle this topic and understand what spiritual bankruptcy means, how we get out of it, and what it really does to us individually and as globally. Before I go back to a couple more email questions here, I want to remind you that next week, next October 8th, my guest will be Stephen Lewis, and he is the author of the book Sanctuary. And he is also the founder of the AIM Project at EMC Squared. And just this year, he was named the Transformational Leadership Council in Las Vegas. He also, and the Leadership Council, by the way, was founded by the Chicken Soup for the Soul author, Jack Canfield. And his works are also supported by Wayne Dyer. And, of course, he was a contributor to The Secret, that famous metaphysical text with Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith. And then he has this amazing technology for dealing with the frequency of autism or Down syndrome in both children and adults. And so that's what's been garnering him quite a bit of attention. He's an interesting guy. I've spoken with him already, and he has an amazing point of view and a strength about him, which I think you'll find pretty enlightening. So Stephen Lewis next week, and he will be there for the entire hour. So let's see, we were, before the break, I'll go back to another couple questions here in just a minute, but I wanted to talk about one more of the concepts in the awareness book and how we spend so much of our time. Anthony DeMello talks about reacting to labels. Labels. My label is that I'm a mother. My label is that I'm a psychic. My label is that I'm a female. What are our labels and what do those mean in terms of our life and how we determine who we are and how we're supposed to behave. And when you remove the labels and you just are a person, a human being with the traits of humanity that are God-given or born, whatever, you begin to get a much more realistic and grounded view of who you are and what you're capable of. So reacting to labels, and I know, of course, like people have labels in terms of their religion or their jobs or whatever. You know, I've talked about on the program how in the past it'd be so much easier to go to a party and say to someone, oh, yes, well, I'm an executive director. Ooh, isn't that nice? As opposed to going to a party and saying, well, yes, I'm a professional psychic. Oh, it goes from ooh to oh. So, you know, we're susceptible to the external information that comes our way when we are defined by a label, when we're defined by something that, you know, isn't really, doesn't have anything to do with who we are. And one of the things I'll talk about, hopefully I'll have time to talk about in the balance of the hour, is this concept of who I am versus me. You know, when you're searching for who you are and the truth of who you are and understanding the nature of who you are, there's a lot of nobility in that process. There's a lot of self-awareness and objectivity that happens in that process. When you're concerned about me, that's more about what can I get? What am I, what aren't I getting? And who's looking at me a certain way? So really interesting play on words that Anthony DeMello has developed in this interesting text. So we'll we'll be talking more of that, about that, because I think he gets to the root of spiritual bankruptcy. And of course, the overwhelming thesis in this book is, wake up, we're living asleep. Wish he was alive. I'd like to have him on the program. Okay, let's look at this email from David. Okay, this is a very long email, so I'm going to paraphrase. But in essence, he has been having a relationship with a fabulous woman, and they've been working a business together, and he's basically described her as a dream come true. And he's been doing the technical part, and she's been doing kind of the technical in the back office, and she is someone who's the front person, if you will. Well, all of a sudden, she's saying that the business is hers, and that what he did was the byproduct of what you do in a relationship. You help your partner, that the business is really hers. And now that he's kind of demanding or wanting an equal share in the business, she needs some time to herself. So he's feeling pretty bummed out about that, as one might well imagine. You know, in the first year of a relationship, that's when the anesthetic is all there. You know, I think nature just did that. So you can get close to somebody without really getting close. But, you know, you just see what you want to see and you experience the good stuff. And then after about a year, that's when all the issues start coming forward. All the subconscious and unconscious patterns and issues that we have that we bring with us to the relationship. And this is a clear case of miscommunication. And the energy says to me, David, that you really were doing this for the benefit of the relationship at the beginning. And somewhere along the line, it turned into business for you as well as the business started to take hold a little bit more. And so it's really just a lack of communication and assumptions that were made along the way. And this is what happens sometimes in relationships. We get so caught up in the emotional intensity that we forget to clarify the specific practical side of a relationship. This is why I love people like Dr. Phil, who writes these how-to books and these journals about these are the questions you need to ask yourself before you get married, and these are the things you need to discuss, because people don't tend to discuss those things without being forced into it. And this kind of makes the point of this book I've been talking about. We go through our life kind of asleep. We only fulfill certain parts of the roles, not all of the roles. So in this situation, it's a sad situation, because I do believe there's a lot of caring going on between the two of you, and there is potential. But the only saving, the only rescue for this relationship energetically is to clear up communication. And if it's possible to get a third person involved, you might be able to find your way back to each other. But she feels betrayed. Whether that's justified or not, you know, I'm not going to be the judge and jury on that. But she's feeling a really intense sense of betrayal, and you are in your own way, and it was created by a real lack of communication. So if you can get some assist in the situation, I give this about a 50% chance of moving forward. But sometimes these types of wounds are really difficult to come back from unless we're really willing to do a lot of personal work and stand up, put our feet to the fire, and take ownership for our roles in it. Not just you, but your partner. So keep me posted on how this situation goes. I wish you all the best. I feel a lot of sadness for your particular pain. I know that that's a devastation. So keep me posted and see if you can get a little third person intervention going on in there. Okay. Let's see. I'll give the number one more time. I have plenty of email questions here, but if you'd like to get on the air and ask one person to person, it's 888-463-6748. And before I go to this question, I want to remind you that on my website, I do a healing circle every day. If you or someone you know wants to be in the healing circle, it's free of charge. The cycle usually lasts 30 days. Just go fill out the form on my website. And then, of course, as many of you have been doing, I have the submit a question for the radio program. You can do that as well, and I'll answer your question on the air. And you get a free reading, because, as you all know, if you visited my website, I'm not free. Okay, here we go. This question is from Kari, and Kari is in Montana, Glendive, Montana. Okay, and this is a long, huge, long email. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time you took to write me. But the essence of the email that I garnered, and I'm paraphrasing again, has to do with this Kari, having a lot of latent psychic ability yourself. And, you know, I meet a lot of people who haven't quite figured out how to connect the dots for themselves, and they have all these amazing experiences, but they don't know how to manage it. So you have to look at developing your psychic ability and learning how to make it work for you as you would anything else. You gotta A, learn about it, B, practice it, and then C, start to form your conclusions about how it works for you. So it's really a threefold process. It's not a straight line. You know, I had lots of psychic experiences before the time I was 20, and I didn't do them on call. I didn't sit down like I do right now and read energy and go, oh, this is what's happening, or I can, you know, it didn't happen overnight like that. I knew I had an innate skill, but then I learned about it. I studied. I read books. I went to different classes. I learned, and I practice my trade. So as I talked to, I think it was Jan earlier in the hour, go out and get involved in some groups that teach you about energy, teach you about grounding, teach you about running your energy, teach you how to define what is yours and what is not yours, because that is really awareness 101. Because when you learn to read and you want to call on your intuition, you have to know what energy is yours and what isn't. So I would say get out there and get yourself some, align yourself with some others, you know, some, I don't know, you probably don't have a psychic institute where you are there in Montana, I don't know, but there's online communities or different, I'm sure there's some place you can go to at least learn some meditation techniques. If you get really stumped, I offer a course from my internet website called How to Develop Your Psychic Abilities, and it's 16 sides of information, or 16 hours, and it gives you all the tools you could ever want to know to practice and define your energy and learn how to do it. And it's about $75, and that's a lot of money for people, but it is available if you've got nothing else to do or no other resource to get. And let's see, I was going to make a point with that, and as usual, I talked so long, I forgot what my point was, but... anyhow, it'll come back to me maybe this week or next week. Let's see. Got a few minutes left in the show. If you want your question on the air, I probably can't get to it in 3 minutes, but I'm glad for those of you who did call up, and for all these emails, I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but I will keep them for another show, those that I didn't. Let's see. Again, take a peek at my last two TV interviews from the Bay Area on the KFTY website or my website. I was with Nazi Javid on Your Turn, and that was a 25-minute interview. She really went in depth on the book and all of that. And then the quicker interview with Sue Kwan on Bay Sunday on our CBS affiliate, that was fun too, very different, but that was about an 8-minute interview. That one is on my website now if you'd like to look at that. And then again, we'll be talking more throughout the weeks here about awareness, the perils and opportunities of reality. And this man, Anthony DeMello's amazing point of view and style of writing about just kind of what I think about in terms of we're not awake. We do not take responsibility for who we really are and looking at our lives in an objective manner, that we attach to these labels and we are programmed and we're just an ongoing set of reactions to these labels and this programming rather than becoming a real participant. And, you know, and he basically contends that once you become fully aware and you recognize that no one else is really responsible for your condition or your happiness, you'll never be unhappy again because of the point of view you have and from where you're coming from. So if you haven't read the book, haven't heard of it, it's an amazing read, and it's very funny if you like dry, really in-your-face humor, which I do, and I invite you to pick it up, and of course I'll be talking about it more. So let's see. I have about one more minute here. I don't have time to get to another question, but again, folks, I will definitely get to these on another show, and I thank you for emailing me. And then if as long as you include your email address, I will let you know which show that it was on so you can listen to the proper episode. So again, next week, my guest will be Stephen Lewis, the author of Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. I invite you to listen to him either live or in the archive show because he's one of these powerhouse individuals, an amazing guy with groundbreaking work, a contributor to The Secret, of course, and just becoming a leader in the community. He's the founder of EMC Square and the AIM program of energetic balancing. So as we go back into the world and wait for Congress to pass this rescue bill, let's get on with it already, children. Just know that in the global scheme of your life, that these are opportunities for us to change, to grow, to heal, and figure out what we've done wrong so that we know what to do right. So try not to get too freaked out by the circumstances. We're at the bottom. This is what the bottom looks like. This is what the bottom feels like. And this is what it's going to feel like for a while. So try and get back to what's important in life, your family, nature, the arts, things that really last, things that are important, things that really feed you. And be happy with your life. Don't take it quite so seriously. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for your emails. I appreciate it. I look forward to next week's show. And again, have a fabulous day. You've been listening to Phyllis King, and I am indeed your Common Sense Psychic.
You've been listening to The Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Learn more by visiting phyllisking.net. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of The Common Sense Psychic, right here on TalkZone.com.